Deconstructing the Coliseum, an organization promoting civil government school system abolition. The civil government has no God-given right to take money from some people and give it to others. Families and churches do that, voluntarily, with love, instead of done involuntarily, through taxes. While Romans 13:7 does read, "Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due," the tribute or tax still must be qualified, meaning just because the civil government holds the sword over one's head and demands a tax does not mean a tax is owed. The tax still must be qualified as proper relative to the civil government's jurisdiction over only actions. So if the civil government is not due something, you don't owe them something. To say otherwise means that the civil government can tax you at 100%. That's just an absurdity. Having said that, here is an idea, one that you probably won't like. If your child goes to a civil government school and you're not working, you should be required to homeschool your child. I say this with compassion. Humanist economic policies have killed jobs, and because of overtaxation, you may not be able to afford to educate your child privately, and I get that. But the proposed law that says that if you're not working, you should be required to homeschool your child is more for humanists than it is for Christians. The humanists should be prevented from advancing humanist policies like unemployment, Social Security, Medicare, Obamacare, and so on, and at the same time collect money from taxpayers to pay for a humanist system where they teach all those wealth transfer policies are proper. I am Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition via deconstructingthecoliseum.com.